Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to continue the discussion on how cost does not equal value in real estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about how not to price your home, basing it on the cost of something placed on the property and suggesting a buyer should pay whatever you paid for it. One thing that a lot of people really are attracted to is outdoor living right now. But outdoor living to a point is an asset if it's appropriate for the neighborhood to have that kind of abundance and that those extra features. At a certain point, you've got to understand that that is for your enjoyment during your ownership, not going to add value at this point of sale.
Particularly if the neighborhood is not so safe, I'm going to say, noisy, industry occurring that interferes with your capacity to enjoy an outside quiet relationship with your property.
That reminds me of a great example. Someone was telling me how fantastic their backyard living was, and I got there and it was on a, let's just say, major thoroughfare in the backyard. You didn't tell me that. So the buyers will also not be fooled and or wear their earplugs for the showing. So what you've got to do is look through the lens of a buyer, not just a buyer, one buyer that this unique opportunity would appeal to, but to the masses of buyers, because the greater the demand you create, the higher the price of your home.
Well, it's interesting because there are so many things that I would do to my property where you would say that doesn't make sense. And I say, I've got the money and I'm going to make it make sense because I'm going to enjoy it during my term of ownership. That's fine. But you do have to, you got the point that, hey, listen, you're going to try to get out of this thing. It's not going to pay you back the money you've put into it. I'm going to say, but I would have enjoyed it during that time period, and it's okay with me. Now, I'll never say that when it comes time to resell.
Right. All of a sudden, your memory is faded. I need you to write that.
Oh, my goodness, does it fade.
I would suggest, Bob, that making a call to a realtor, your realtor, someone who knows that market well, or you can give me a call and talk about that value. What will my return on investment be in regards to this, quote, improvement that we're doing? Then you can make a conscious choice. And it's okay, as you said. It's your home. Do whatever you please, but do not expect the next buyer to have the same draw or attraction at the same value.
As an example, if you do something that doesn't have popular appeal, you've, as you mentioned, you've reduced the size of the buyer pool. But as the example in the noisy backyard, what if we found people that had were hard of hearing or maybe even deaf?
That's my target market for that house.
That's right.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.